Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Wednesday. Our world is filled with wonderful places to visit, and I've had the privilege of seeing several. Some cities are famous for their architecture, others for their food, others for their sports. But Athens, Greece, has a long history of being famous for its mythology, its statues, and intellectual people, right? So let's join the Apostle Paul in Athens in about 50 AD. Do you remember, Paul arrived here in Athens escorted by new believers in Jesus who led him from Berea, a journey of about 220 miles, after a crowd had been stirred up by rabble-rousers who had followed Paul from Thessalonica, according to Acts chapter 17. Yesterday, we considered that these friends may have urged Paul to not travel overland from town to town, as was his normal practice, but take a ship all the way to Athens, hopefully putting some distance between him and those who had been following behind him as they stirred up opposition to the gospel as Paul traveled from city to city in Macedonia. Paul had left Silas and Timothy in Berea, and while Luke does not mention himself, I suspect Dr. Luke may have traveled with Paul to Athens as his personal physician and keeper of the log of this journey. Luke records this about Paul's time in Athens. Paul was greatly distressed to see that Athens was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day, Acts 17, verse 16 and 17. For many years, Paul had been trained as a Jewish Pharisee to discuss and debate religious doctrine, history, and philosophy. Paul loved to study, always learning, and then engage debate with those who may hold a different perspective. Paul was competitive and loved winning a debate. However, anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, Paul was nearly invincible in debate. Therefore, Athens was a perfect place for Paul to present his message of the teachings of Jesus. Luke, as a physician, was also well studied. And if he was with Paul at this time in Athens, I imagine Luke loved watching Paul engage in these debates with well-educated, intelligent Athenian Greeks. In fact, Luke reports, a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with Paul. Fascinated, they invited Paul to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas, and we would like to know what they mean." Acts 17, verse 18 to 20. Oh my! For Paul, this was the epitome of intellectual debate. This was the big leagues, the professionals. The Areopagus was a place where the most intellectual philosophers of the day met for discussion. These were the PhDs, the professors who had large followings of students. From the time Paul was a young student, in his fantasy moments, Paul may have imagined one day he'd have a chance to visit the Areopagus and engage some discussion with these intellectual giants. And now, by God's direction, here Paul was, among the most brilliant minds on earth in his day. Have you ever had such an opportunity to be in a very famous place, or have a moment with a famous person, maybe even your hero? That's what Paul was experiencing. With no notes in his hands, no opportunity to prepare specifically for this, Paul looked around the Areopagus at these wise, learned men. I'm sure praying silently, asking the Holy Spirit to fill his mind and heart with exactly what God wanted spoken to this highly revered and respected gathering. Luke records this moment. Paul then rose to his feet and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious, for as I walked around Athens and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' I am going to explain this God to you." Acts 17, verse 22 and 23. We can well imagine the eyes, ears, and minds of every man at the Areopagus was riveted on Paul in that moment. I'm sure no one had ever made that claim before. What a genius strategy. Over the next few moments, Paul gave one of the most inspired, articulate, intellectually and spiritually inspiring messages any person has ever spoken. Luke recorded it word for word in Acts 17, verse 24 to 31. And I urge you to take 2 or 3 minutes to read it very carefully. Paul began with this profound declaration. The God who made this world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he does not live in temples built by human hands. Acts 17, verse 24. Where do you think the creator of the universe lives? If God can create the entire universe from nothing, what does this God need that any human could possibly make or bring to God? As we travel this world, there are some spectacular cathedrals, some requiring several hundred years for some of the best craftsmen in the world to assemble. Yet Paul declares those remarkable places are not home for God, nor do they compare in glory to the galaxies God simply spoke into existence. I imagine Paul paused for a few seconds after making that statement to these very wise men. From the Areopagus location, they could look out over the great city of Athens and out to the Aegean Sea. Their minds were spinning. Who is this God Paul spoke of who made the world and the universe? How did Paul know this God? We pause with them today, asking the same questions, and then asking this: do you know the God Paul spoke of?